Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And, of course, it is time for hashtag NoLeezyMad. Hashtag N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y-M-A-D on my Instagram page at NoLeezy, N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y. And today's NoLeezyMad is being brought to you by our Sleepout. You know we do it each and every year, so, man, y'all make sure y'all join us for our 28-hour Sleepout at the Salvation Army Center of Hope, 534 Spratt Street. It's the Charlotte's largest homeless shelter for women and children as we come out and we support these women and children. You know what they need. They need donations. And, of course, definitely monetary donations. It helps keep the shelter open. It helps keep the shelter going and helps them provide resources for these women and children. So we ask you all to join us this Thursday and Friday. We kick it off Thursday morning. We kick our show off Thursday morning, and we don't wrap up until Friday morning at 10 a.m. So we ask y'all to come out, make a donation. And if you want to start your donation right now, all you got to do is text the keyword POWER28 to 41444. That's POWER28 to 41444. Or you can log on to power98fm.com and make your donation. And, of course, it's being brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile. All right, today I am mad at the Warriors coach. I am mad at the Warriors coach, Steve Kerr. The Warriors are now down 3-2 in the NBA playoffs. You know what? They talk about how great a coach Steve Kerr is. And don't get me wrong, I think Steve Kerr is doing a phenomenal job, or has done a phenomenal job until now. As a coach, you got to make adjustments. I haven't seen Steve Kerr make the necessary adjustments for his team in these NBA finals. First of all, they pressured Steph Curry all the way up the floor. So they got Steph Curry, they got him locked up. As the young boys say now, boy, they got him in the seatbelt, baby, seatbelt. They ain't letting him do nothing. They got him locked up. So therefore, Coach Steve Kerr, please let Draymond bring the ball up, or let Andre Iguodala bring the ball up. I don't want to see Drake celebrate with Toronto. I might be a hater, but I don't want to hear Drake rap a whole album about how Toronto won the NBA Finals. Steve Kerr, make these necessary adjustments. Win Game 6 on Thursday, and then win Game 7 on Sunday, and let's make Golden State great again. That's what I say. But Steve, Coach Steve Kerr, you got to switch it up, baby. Like we say at Metro by T-Mobile, switch it up. You got to switch it up, baby. You got to switch it up, because this plan ain't working. He almost cost him the game last night. But listen, you got to do something. They say you're a great coach, well, be a great coach. Because right now, you getting out, coach, and I will not stand for it anymore. And you hurt my pockets because I keep losing money. All right. Hashtag, see what else I've been mad about, man. Hashtag, you know, N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y. Up next, man, we got our other hashtag. Hashtag MH Great Debate. Right after this, Meek Mill, Drake. See, yeah. Every song, Drake going to be rapping about Toronto. I can't take it. Power 98, going bad.
Back home, smoking legal.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nelly Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by Candy Bar. Come join me this Saturday. Me and Butterfingers, we're going to be in Candy Bar turning up in the Epicenter. Broadcasting live from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Using the hashtag MHGreatDebate, today we want to know, which place, when you drunk, is the best food to eat?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is it fast food? Is it a gas station food? Is it Waffle House? Or is it your local diner? Again, your choices are fast food, i.e. Taco Bell and Cookout.
McDonald's too.
Yeah. Gas station, local diner, or Waffle House.
Okay.
Not that I condone being drunk, but if I am drunk and I'm Ubering home or I'm riding with somebody else, I'm probably going to stop at... Cookout stay open forever. I'm going to do fast food. It's either going to be Taco Bell or Cookout for me. Cookout stay open until 4 in the morning. So if I leave late, if I leave the strip club...
All right, we got it. Thank
you. Okay, thanks, Larry.
Come on, Jessica.
Hate you.
It's tough. It's between two. It's like, if I'm in a rush to get home, then I'm going to go to Cookout. Mm. If I have time to sit down and eat, then I'm going to go to Waffle House. Because you went fast food, I'll go Waffle House.
Your local really diner. Give me the midnight diner. I'm in there. Sliding across the floor and everything. Midnight diner.
Sliding across the floor?
Yeah, because you drunk, you're going to slide across the floor.
What? Who was sliding across?
You drunk enough, you're going to slide across the floor. Yeah, how do we vote?
You vote on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at Noleezy, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780.
No limit, Larry. All right, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Trending topic Tuesday being brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Make sure you create your original Dunkin' Donuts song, 30 seconds or less. That's what they're really looking for. Video and a song together. Make sure you log on to Power98FM.com. Upload that for your chance to win a $50 Dunkin' gift card and get your song played on the Madhouse. And make sure you mention Dunkin' Donuts in your freestyle. All right, trending topics for this morning. Let's start out in L.A. Sheriff last night in some city next to L.A., I can't even pronounce it, but a city next to L.A., a sheriff was actually eating at a Jack in the Box off duty. He wasn't dressed in his sheriff attire uniform, and he was actually shot in the head. So they are now investigating, was he targeted? Was somebody after him? Was a gang after him? But he was actually shot in the head and killed as he was coming out of the Jack in the Box. Crazy. Also, Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, they are mourning the death of their recently appointed sheriff up there in Philly. He's the first openly gay sheriff in Philadelphia, and he died from apparent suicide. Wow, they say he committed suicide at his desk 2 days ago. It's crazy. All right, and another sheriff down in Louisiana was arrested 2 days ago as he was arrested for making a woman perform oral sex on her own son. The woman apparently had a warrant for a traffic ticket, and when he came to serve the warrant, he told her, if you do this, then I won't take you to jail for the warrant. And he actually filmed the incident, and somebody got hold of the video and put it on Facebook. He was arrested, and she was arrested. Crazy story coming out of Louisiana. Last night, it went down. It went down last night. The Golden State Warriors took on the Toronto Raptors. Golden State did hold on. They held on to win 106-105. But they got some bad news as Kevin Durant did come back last night. He left the game early first quarter, and he injured his Achilles tendon. He has a torn Achilles tendon, and he was surrounded by Golden State players and the general manager of Golden State. And, they announced it late last night after the game that, he did tear his Achilles tendon. Wow, sad news for Kevin Durant. So he's definitely out for this playoff series and, speed of recovery to KD. And last but not least, everybody's been talking about what is going on, what in the world is going on in the Dominican Republic. All these deaths, what is going on? People are afraid to travel to the Dominican Republic, and adding to that fear, the Dominican Republic announced on yesterday that another person had died at the Hard Rock Hotel after drinking from their minibar. And this is the hotel that has been the scene of about four deaths now. So they're trying to figure it out. And now the FBI is investigating. They have finally got involved with the investigation of what's going on in the Dominican Republic. Wow. It's crazy. That's what's trending today. Coming up, Burpee's got his thoughts. Burpee, what you thinking about today, big dog?
Hey, Larry, certain things need a delete button.
You're absolutely right. I'll find out what Burpee's thinking about coming up at 6:55.
Don't live it, Larry.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Lil Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Khalid Megan Thee Stallion and Yo Gotti, the remix right there. Can we just talk, baby? I just want to talk to you. Let me talk to you. High today in the Queen City is going to be right near 82, 70 degrees on you at the house. Finally, all the rain has moved out the area for the day, but then late tonight, early tomorrow morning, rain will be back. And then this weekend, it's going to be nothing but clear and sunny skies. But tomorrow, it's going to be mild, gloomy. 68 degrees is going to be high for the day. For tomorrow. Right about now, let's get Burpee Stocks.
Larry, certain things need a delete button. And I'm talking about stuff that don't normally have a delete button, like your bank transactions. You ever spent money on something you knew you ain't had no business spending money on? You look at your bank transaction. Sue Yim's secret massage parlor, $250.
You know why you were there.
What's the name of?
Hey, Robert Kraft.
What's the name of?
Sue Yim's secret massage parlor.
You leave Robert Kraft.
I bet some cops wish their body cams had a delete button.
You dirty. Oh, you dirty.
Hey, CMPD.
Oh, you dirty. Oh, you dirty.
Your phone records. Your phone records need a delete button, Larry. I know my phone buttons back. I mean, my phone records back in like early 2000s. Not now. I'm good. Hey, boo. I love you.
She must be up now.
What time is it? 6:55. Oh no, I'm good. Hey, your phone records. You ever seen a number? It's probably just an 866 number, but you don't know what it is. You be like, who the hell is? I'm staying on my phone. You know how you got a Rolodex?
Yeah.
That keep certain information, keep phone numbers and stuff. Well, your Sexodex need a delete button. It's some people in my Sexodex that I probably need to delete because it was trash. It was horrible. Some of y'all out there have had some bad sex in your life, and you know you wish. A lot of women be like, that one don't count. Yes, the hell it do. Yes, it do. But that Sexodex need a delete button. Your family tree.
What?
Your family tree needs a delete button. I was going through my family tree and I thought to myself, ain't no way in hell we got the same blood. I don't know where they came from or what they did, but we are not related. You are, huh?
I could delete a couple of
people. I could delete a few people in my family tree. This could probably be a family flower. It ain't all. It ain't going to grow all the way through. This is family seed.
A family clover.
Family bush.
Some of these people is family poison ivy. I don't want nothing to do with them. They need to leave me the hell alone. Some things just need a delete button, Larry. Gotta get rid of.
And those were Burpee Stocks. Think about it.
What you thought? Yeah, what you thought?
Cardi B, man, money. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
It's all bad. It's all real. I ride in it's a big tall hill.
Bike. The horse is in the bike. Boy, the horse is in the bike.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 706 here in the Queen City. That's Lil Nas X, and we have to say congratulations to him. That song, Old Town Road, rules Billboard Hot 100 for the 10th week. It now ties with Drake for the longest reign at number one since Drake's song, In My Feelings, in 2018.
That's dope.
You know, a lot of people didn't know about it, didn't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
About this whole sound, where he was going with it, but obviously he has proved those critics wrong. Congratulations to Lil Nas X.
All right, we about to let y'all shine. We about to spread some of this positivity in the negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on.
let's get to it. Power 98, good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yes, I want to let my daughter Maya Terry shine this morning. She is graduating from the 8th grade, going to the Hickory High, and she has already made the cheerleading squad. Go, Maya. All the way to the
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I would like to let shine on my son, Trenton Simpson. He is a rising senior at Mallet Creek, the linebacker / running back.
Shout out to Big Trenton then. Oh, yeah, I got some folks I need to let shine, man. Big, big shout out to Sean Corbett, a.k.a. Lucky, from the Lucky Spot Barbershop, man, received a $15,000 check yesterday from the Carolina Panthers for his Cops and Barbers program to help enhance it and help keep it going. So shout out to the Carolina Panthers for that donation. And shout out to my man Gemini Boyd. His Project Bolt program got $10,000 yesterday from the Carolina Panthers and their players. So shout out to both of those young men. Both of those young men doing big things right here in the Queen City when it comes to community involvement and community work. You got somebody you want to let shine, 570-WPEG. Ms. Jessica's on the way with the Know the Neighbor News with your chance to win tickets for you to check out Aria Lennox. It's Power 98.
My family's always on the go, so we need gas.
Tell them on. Yeah, I go where I want. Good. Play if you want. It's do it. I'm a young CEO. Sure. Yeah.
Love to Larry the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plugged for New Hip Hop and R&B. Charlotte's on the baby right there. We'll be returning to the Queen City August the 15th with 21 Savage on that tour. So salute to him and shout out to him. Baby on Baby. If you haven't downloaded that album, make sure you get that. Speaking of downloading, make sure you go to power98fm.com and you go on ahead and hit that donate button, because we're going to be hanging out starting on Thursday morning. We'll be doing our 28-hour sleep out at the Women and Children's Shelter at 534 Spratt Street. So log on and find out how you can donate by using the power keywords, power 28, and texting it to 41444. Y'all ready for the sleep out on Thursday?
Yep. I'm excited about it. I always enjoy this. We were actually over there yesterday during the walkthrough. It got a lot of construction going on over there at the shelter. A lot of work being done over there, but we're going to be there. That construction is definitely not going to stop us. We will be there.
It's going to be nice weather, too. You know, usually we get a big rainstorm one of the days, but I've been watching the weather, and we should be pretty good weather-wise.
Or it's super hot.
Yeah, it's not going to be super hot either. It's going to temperatures mid to early 80s, so we should be good. And everybody who's slated to come through and drop off your donations, don't worry. We're going to be there all day, all night. So you don't have an excuse like, I was at work, I couldn't get off. All day, all night. 28 hours. We do it each and every year. So 534 Spratt Street, the largest women and children's shelter right here in Charlotte. So they housed or served over 5,000 people on last year alone. So we want to make sure this shelter stays open and they can continue to serve the community. And as well as they help the ladies with different resources like bus passes, writing classes, and things of that nature. So y'all make sure y'all come out and donate. It kicks off Thursday morning, 5:50 a.m., and we don't wrap up until Friday morning at 10 a.m. We go home. This is about 28 hours.
We're actually going to be talking about that, talking some more to some of the residents there that have been able to transition out tomorrow and learn about exactly where that money is going to and how it's helping the women and children over there at the shelter.
All right, now it's time to get that Nosy Neighbor News from Ms. Jessica.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, June 11th, being brought to you by Bring It. Can you bring it? Log on to power98fm.com and upload a mini dance video to get your chance to win some tickets to go to Bring It Live Sunday, July 7th at the Ovens Auditorium. Authorities have confirmed that Black youngster's brother, Heavy Camp TD, was found dead in Miami over the weekend. Details around his death are still being worked out, but it is believed that he did die from gunshot wounds. This is youngster's second brother to be killed over the last couple of years. Remember I told you all about baseball legend David Ortiz being shot over the weekend in the Dominican Republic? Well, we're getting more details about that story. Word is authorities believe that he was shot by two police officers that were hired by a drug lord who thought the former athlete was having an affair with his wife. Police have made one arrest in the case and the investigation continues. Now, Ortiz had to have parts of his intestines, colon, and gallbladder removed during his surgery and is recovering in the Dominican Republic. Family and friends, including Valletta Wallace, Little Kim, and Little C's, gathered in Brooklyn for the renaming of Fulton Street and St. James Place, which is now referred to as Christopher Notorious B.I.G. Wallace Way. You can check out that video on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. A woman named Carmen M. Moraria, whatever it is suing Kevin Hart for assault and battery after she says that she was hit by someone in Hart's security team. The woman says that she was walking on a New York sidewalk when Hart came out of a building where he was holding a premiere for his new movie, The Upside, when fans swarmed him and his security violently contacted her as she walked by. She was suing for unspecified damages for a facial fracture. Forbes magazine is spilling the tea on everybody's pockets, and the lady celebrity to have his bank account revealed is Dwayne Johnson. According to the magazine, Johnson is worth $165 million thanks to his roles in Jumanji and the Fast and Furious movies, making him the highest paid actor of 2018. On top of that, word is, now I'm not sure about this one, but this is what they say. Johnson gets paid $25 million per episode of HBO's Ballers, and he gets a seven-figure social media salary. Wow. The actor owns Seven Buck Productions, and he has made $15 million from his endorsements with Under Armour and Ford. Happy birthday to Kodak Black. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. That is making you a winner.
Power 98.
You better believe that. It's Nola Valeria in the Morning Madhouse. Time for your 7:40 question of the morning. A lot is going on in the DR / the Dominican Republic. Whoa! Are you afraid to go there? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
Yep, one of the top vacation spots in the world, baby. The Dominican Republic, Punta Cana. Y'all love going to Punta Cana. But lately, in Punta Cana, it's been Punta Dedo or whatever. Because, like in the last 6 months, there have been...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Seven reported deaths of Americans in the Dominican Republic, in Punta Cana. So now it's got folks like, hey, I don't know. I don't know about going over there. I don't want to travel over there like that. Has it made you rethink your plans about going to the Dominican Republic if you had made plans? Or if you hadn't made any plans, are you now afraid to go to the Dominican Republic with all these reported deaths at the resorts? And, you know, now that your boy David Ortiz got shot, what's going on? Jess, what you think about it?
It does make me cautious. It does make me cautious. I do not have plans on going to the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I do, however, though, remember being in the Dominican Republic with some of my girlfriends and feeling as if one of the people that was there was a little bit too friendly and was following us around the resort.
Mm-hmm.
So we were extra cautious. I do remember being there and reminding my friends, you need to be cautious. You need to look around. You need to make sure that nobody is following you to your room and things of that nature. We need to travel in groups, those types of things while I was there. So I don't have any plans of going there. But if I were to be approached with that, I'd be a little extra cautious.
Yeah, right now, I have to agree with you. Like, right now, it, you know, anytime you travel anywhere, especially, you know, out of the country, you always skeptical. Well, I am. I'm like, what if I turn down the wrong street? I'm in the wrong neighborhood. But it was the same for me when I went to the Dominican Republic, you know, just extra cautious. And, you know, we did end up, like, at the back of a resort, and it was looked like it was some strange activity going on. So I was like, what's going on? But now, like, seeing all these everything that's happening to the Americans over there, it's like, yeah, you got to be extra cautious. And even some stuff happened in the club over there, too. So it's like, do they have an attack on Americans? And this one resort, the Hard Rock, I don't know what's going on over there, but it's been like five deaths reported there at that resort alone in Punta Cana. So it's like, what's going on? What about you, Burp?
That's why I'm only going to Black Islands.
What's a Black Island, Burp?
Bahamas, Jamaica, the Caribbean islands. Them the only ones I'm going to. Because all them other ones, they don't like America. They don't like Americans, man. They got something against us. They out to get us. I'm only going to the Black Island, man. Me not go to another country.
Hey, man, leave it on that voicemail. With everything going on in the DR, are you afraid to travel there now? 704-227-8780. That's 704-227-8780. Leave it on that voicemail and let us know. It's crazy.
Country you want to go to?
I'm with you,
Black Island.
Jamaica.
Myrtle Beach.
You wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.